Namaskar.
Bienvenue.
I'm from Bangalore, India.
Dublin, Ireland.
Turkey.
The Philippines.
This is Feet and Tours.
I came here to study.
To work. To volunteer.
Build a life of my own.
Welcome to Feet in Two Worlds.
Esto es Con los Pies en Dos Mundos.
Bir ayağım burada, bir ayağım orada yaşıyorum.
Welcome to Feet in Two Worlds.
New York's legalization of gay marriage has gotten lots of positive press coverage from mainstream news organizations. But what about Spanish language media? How have they treated the story? I'm John Rudolph, executive producer of Feet in Two Worlds. New York's Spanish language media has reported on the fight for same-sex marriage and the rights of gays and lesbians to serve openly in the military. How have these issues been presented to an audience that includes a wide range of views on issues affecting the lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender community, from strong advocates of gay rights to strong critics? I'm joined now by a couple of guests to talk about this. Andres Duque blogs about LGBT Latino issues on the blog Blabeando. Welcome, Andres.
Thank you.
And Monica Fabian is a Feet in Two Worlds journalist and a freelance reporter. Welcome, Monica.
Thanks, John.
Monica, the first day that gay marriage could be legally performed in New York, the New York Times celebrated with a series of articles in the Sunday Style section. And on the following day, there was a front page picture of Mayor Michael Bloomberg presiding at the wedding of two gay men who are members of his own staff. What was the coverage like in Spanish language media? Did El Diario, for example, the city's largest and oldest Spanish language newspaper, do something similar?
El Diario La Prensa did not do something comparable to the New York Times. I think that in terms of resources, there is a difference between what the New York, how the New York Times can cover a subject, an issue like marriage equality, an event like marriage equality, and what El Diario La Prensa can do. The day that followed the law going into effect, El Diario La Prensa ran an article written by Feet in Two Worlds alum Anico Real that pictured a pair of newly wedded gentlemen in matching tuxedos. The article detailed the marriages that took place, the numbers of couples that were married the first day, the number of licenses that were issued, all of the facts that we saw in the mainstream reporting, in the mainstream English language reporting. The title of their article was called Se unen los gays en una ciudad dividida, or something to the effect, which means gays unite in a city that's divided. And in their article mentioned the counter-protests that was led by Ruben Diaz Sr. in
state senator and reverend and longtime opponent of gay marriage.
Yes. Again, it was in this 500-word story, it was about 180 words. So it definitely wasn't the focus. The focus was what happened that day.
And would you say that the coverage was generally positive as it was in the Times?
Yes. It was definitely celebratory. I think that the image of the two, the newly married, the newlyweds, was kind of illustrates that. I also found that different Spanish language media found their own angle to the story. I'm thinking, for instance, El Diario de Mexico had an article about that interviewed Mexican restaurant owners in the West Village talking about what a boon gay marriage will be to the economy. Radio RCN, which is the Colombian expat radio station, reported the story as well, reported the marriages, and tied it to the then pending decision by the Colombian court about marriage equality in Colombia.
Uh-huh.
And then we saw in Pura Política and in El Diario La Prensa, this wasn't the only mention of same-sex marriage. They have been reporting and covering the story extensively for the past few years.
So would you say that there's a specific Latino spin to the way the same-sex marriage issue has been covered?
Yes and no. I think that they reported the news and everything and the facts and everything that was happening, but they definitely sought to find the Latinos in the story, the Latino angle, the Latino interest point, for instance.
And what is that interest point? Or maybe there are multiple interest points.
There are multiple. For instance, there's the strong opposition by the conservative Christian Latino community that Senator Ruben Diaz Sr. belongs to. There's the queer Latino activist interests. There are the politicians, the non-Ruben Diaz politicians. So there were several, and there are also often linked it back to what was happening in the home country, what has happened in the home country in the case of Argentina or Mexico City, or, which is not a country but a city, and Spain.
Places where gay marriage is already legal,
yes.
Correct? Andres, we've been talking mainly about mainstream Spanish language media, radio stations, newspapers, TV channels, and so forth. What about online? What are people saying about gay marriage, about generally about LGBT rights issues? How are these issues portrayed? Is it different than what you would see in mainstream Spanish language media?
It's somewhat different. I know in terms of Spanish language blogs, outside the United States, everybody's picking up on it. If you take a look at the LGBT blogs in Latin America and Spain, or even press, I mean, El País from Spain has done a great job covering it. But when it comes to bloggers, LGBT Latino bloggers in the United States, you know, a lot of the Latino bloggers that I read are not necessarily as focused on Latino LGBT issues, even if they are gay, lesbian, bisexual, or transgender.
And what are they focused on?
They focus more on culture, on literature, poetry, academia. And I think from that angle—
So they're not watching the New York State legislature go through its torturous process.
No, they have reported on it, but I also have seen a lot of criticism about marriage being the one issue, you know, the number one issue. You know, they believe other issues are more pressing to the Latino community, including immigration issues, housing, employment, et cetera, et cetera. So there has been some criticism of this rush to pour so much money into marriage equality. You know, the larger organizations, Human Rights Campaign, National Lesbian and Gay Task Force, and the local organizations, Empire State Pride Agenda, et cetera, spent millions of dollars on this issue. And I think there's been some criticism, at least from the blogs that I read, from Latino LGBT bloggers in terms of the issue.
Andres, you've devoted a lot of attention to New York's Marriage Equality Act and other LGBT issues on your blog. Do you think that Spanish language media has done a good job of covering this topic?
I think it depends. Coming back to El Diario La Prensa, they have, you know, there's the editorial and then there's the op-ed pieces they do. And I know that for years, they've editorialized in favor of marriage equality. And it actually drew scorn from Ruben Diaz, who actually asked his followers to boycott the newspaper. And I know they also have a reporter, Carolina Jaramillo, who was on the beat. I mean, she was doing the reporting on the marriage equality bill as it made its way through the legislature. In terms of TV media, Telemundo, Univision, the local channels, I think it's been more mixed than El Diario La Prensa.
Mixed in what sense?
That is, it hasn't been as good in terms of, you know, I'm a gay rights activist, so good meaning
as positive?
As positive. At least on Telemundo, I've seen them go to the side of Reverend Diaz time and time again without necessarily giving the other view, you know. I think the last time I remember them taking the issue, they portrayed Ruben Diaz as being the victim of some of the gay activists who were challenging him in blogs and elsewhere. So
let's just talk a little bit about State Senator Diaz for a moment. I mean, he is really – he's been the point person who opposed gay marriage in the New York State legislature. He is a Pentecostal minister, is that correct?
I believe so.
And so he opposes it on religious and moral grounds. As far as I know, there's no counterpart to Senator Diaz in the non-Latino world of New York politics, if you will. I mean, he's really been the guy. So he's had a special influence or presence, let's say, in Latino media because he is a Latino himself, right?
Yes and no. I do think that there are Anglo foes of marriage equality that are not as visible but think the same way that Diaz does. I think he's been good. He loves media attention. So he'll talk to any reporter who will knock on his door. And I think by default, because nobody else is as visible about the issue, by default he became the bad guy, you know. And it's a mixed thing because then media also represents the bad side in terms of being Latinos. And you see the crowds
by carrying that message.
By carrying him, you know, and visibilizing him, you know. So you see, you know, the gays in Chelsea sort of like, you know, demonstrating in favor of marriage equality. And then you see the Latinos in the Bronx sort of, you know, demonstrating against it. The actual visible aspect, you see those images and you sort of come to the conclusion, you know, Latinos are really homophobic, which I don't think it's the case at all.
So, Monica, do you think that because of the role that Reverend Diaz or State Senator Diaz played in attempting to oppose gay marriage, that it put an extra burden on Spanish language and Latino media in New York in its coverage of this issue?
I don't know if it was a burden per se, but I think that perhaps it was a responsibility. I'm thinking, for instance, of Pura Política and NY1. I think they saw it as a responsibility to present both sides of the debate and to balance out the message that and the sort of platform, the mainstream platform that and notoriety that Ruben Diaz Sr. had received or it was receiving.
And do you agree with Andres that then tended to lend to a portrayal that Latinos or many Latinos are homophobic because Senator Diaz got so much play in Spanish language media?
Absolutely. I think that the reporters and journalists that I spoke with regarding the Spanish language media treatment of marriage equality told me that they felt that Ruben Diaz Sr. was representative of a generation and that while it's undeniable that homophobia exists in the Latino community, it isn't as widespread as some would consider. And I would also add that when I spoke with Juan Manuel Benitez, he told me that Latinos even had an easier...
This is of New York One Noticias.
Yes. He said that Latinos had it, that for them and their approach in introducing the topic and the coverage was, they felt it was easy because Latino immigrants and the Latino community read news and headlines from their home countries and in many places such as Argentina and Mexico City and Spain have already enacted marriage equality. And others are in other urban centers such as Rio de Janeiro and Bogota and other places are following suit or in their own struggles and their own movements. And also many Latino immigrants themselves who I've spoken to, who I've interviewed have come to New York because of homophobia and repression. So, and they make up the readership and audience of Spanish language media as well.
Well, if I'm going to dip into stereotypes for a moment, forgive me, but I think that there is a popular notion outside of the Latino community that somehow Latinos maybe are cut off from a number of issues and issues of gay rights are one of them. So, but what you're saying is that from the perspective of a prominent Latino broadcaster in New York, that in fact it's the opposite, that because people are watching developments in the countries that they immigrated from or that their families immigrated from that have gone beyond what's happened in the United States in terms of gay equality, that they're ahead of the English language consuming media audience. They don't need the same kind of background that, say, readers of the New York Times or the Daily News or the Wall Street Journal might need.
Yes, and perhaps they don't need to be caught up on the issue. Perhaps they need the local context, the New York City and the the state of affairs and what's happening here.
There's an array of smaller newspapers, Spanish language newspapers that cover borough-specific areas, different communities. So I live in a community where the Colombian community is large, and there's an array of Spanish language smaller newspapers that cater to the readership, Colombian readership.
And have you seen those papers covering LGBT issues generally? And have you seen them covering marriage equality specifically? And is there a difference, say, between the way a Salvadoran paper covers it and a Honduran paper and an Ecuadorian paper and so forth?
Yes. I mean, sometimes they'll just cover a story because it's a big story, not necessarily because they usually cover LGBT issues. And in this case, I mean, walking here, I saw newspaper boxes on the street, and most of the covers had gay couples getting married. Some have a conservative bent, and I'm not sure the name of the newspaper. I know there's a newspaper in Queens that is run by the editor of a newspaper that used to be called OE, which was the competitor to El Diario La Prensa but has now folded. And that newspaper has a conservative bent. So the way that it's covered LGBT issues and marriage equality has been from the angle of political candidates and their views on the issue. And most of the candidates they give a voice to are candidates who say they would oppose marriage equality before the law passed. So there's different newspapers. Some of them are more conservative than others, but they do cover LGBT issues.
What about some of the other related civil rights issues, such as Don't Ask, Don't Tell, the policy in the U.S. military, the Defense of Marriage Act, and the Obama administration's rejection now of the constitutionality of the Defense of Marriage Act? Generally speaking, these issues get a fair amount of play in mainstream English language media. Are they also followed by Spanish language media?
I would say that to a lesser degree than mainstream media.
And why do you think that is?
I just think that marriage is like the one issue that sort of engages the readership. I'm not sure if gays in the military has that sort of like emotional impact.
But aren't there an awful lot of Latino families that have family members who are in the military?
There are, and I'm not saying the newspaper shouldn't report it, but I think in my experience reading these papers, it's not an issue that's necessarily on the forefront. I do think, for example, that immigration issues when it comes to gays and lesbians and bisexuals and transgender individuals does get play, you know, because, you know, the immigration issue is huge coverage in these newspapers, and I think the angle, the LGBT angle, interests them. And sometimes it's interesting how Spanish language media covers it better than mainstream media in terms of detailing how both issues are entangled, you know, how it affects the community as a whole.
So they're connecting the dots in
a
different way.
Connecting the dots, right. Well, in El Diario La Prensa, to their credit, they also have an annual LGBT segment, you know, pullout for Gay Pride. They've had it for about 5 or 6 years. And I know that they do cover LGBT issues other than marriage equality. So editorially, at least, I know that they have the community in their mindset, and that they, at least El Diario La Prensa, which actually does a lot to set the reporting on these issues, has its eye on the community. El Diario La Prensa enjoys the fact that their editorials are picked up at the New York Times and other English language press. It's great because I do think that they do have the community in mind, and whenever these things come up, they will cover them.
Andres, thank you very much.
Thank you for the invite.
And Monica, thank you.
Thank you, John.
Andres Duque is a blogger. He blogs about Latino LGBT issues on the blog Blabeando. And Monica Fabian is a Feet in Two Worlds journalist and freelance reporter. The producers of this podcast are Sarah Kate Kramer and Jocelyn Gonzalez. Our engineer is Chad Bernhard. I'm John Rudolph. Thanks for listening.
Feet in Two Worlds is supported by the New York Community Trust and the John S. and James L. Knight Foundation, with additional support from the Mertz Gilmore Foundation and the Cyrus Fund. This program was produced in association with the CUNY Graduate School of Journalism and CUNY TV. Feet in Two Worlds brings the work of immigrant journalists to public radio and the web. We are a project of the Centre for New York City Affairs at the New School. Visit our website at news.feetintoworlds.org.